floor, please.
Muchas gracias.
Many thanks, sir. And I would like to, along with you, thank the interpreters for what they've been trying to do in order to ensure that this panel continues. And the interpreters would like to thank the chair for saying that, incidentally. Also like to thank the panelists for everything they've been saying in terms of combating racism globally and how we can implement the Durban Declaration and Programme of Action, particularly in our respective continents, and in our case in Latin America. The Colombian state is committed to eliminating all causes of discrimination. We are a state that's made major efforts in order to progress human rights and do away with discrimination and empowering bodies that protect these fundamental rights. That is why the Colombian state does not indulge in ethnic discrimination. We don't distinguish between migrants or citizens when it comes to recognizing their economic, social, and cultural rights. And this in line with what was set out in the Global Conference Against Racism and the DDPA. As an illustration of this commitment to non-discrimination and rejecting xenophobia and racism, we are party to international bodies, human rights bodies, and instruments adopted in this regard. We are, for instance, party since 81 to the International Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Racial Discrimination. Recently, November 2019, we submitted our periodic review to that committee created with a detailed description of each and every measure adopted by the Colombian state to make progress in this area in order to ensure non-discrimination and the right to equality, and also protecting and promoting these rights, particularly the rights of ethnic groups, indigenous groups, the Roma and Afro-Colombian communities. In addition to that, clearly we are linked to the DDPA adopted in 2001, which includes specific measures in order to combat racism and racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related forms of intolerance. These instruments, which have been agreed upon, show the clear commitment we have to combat racism in order to really implement what is set out in those declarations. As part of this range of actions, we're trying to strengthen and facilitate the participation of Afro-Colombian communities, Palenqueros and Raizales, in economic and social and cultural fora. This is being done by strengthening what we call local governance of communities, carrying out actions which will strengthen their own safety, coexistence, ensuring genuine, frank dialogue with these communities. I'd like to underscore, for instance, as part of our 2018-22 Pact for Colombia, as it's known, which is a roadmap for our actions institutionally and set forth by the government, for the first time we've included four chapters, one which is cross-cutting, dealing with each and every ethnic group. Strategies are adopted in order to ensure equal opportunities for people of African descent, Raizales, Palenqueros, and Rom, inter alia. This is a clear illustration of the government's commitment to equal opportunities. We've taken note of the recent creation of the commissions to follow up on the international decade, this on the part of our Congress in September 2019. And also, we've taken note of what's been said during this session by a range of panelists, particularly my compatriots, Pastor Murillo and Mr. Augusto Viallo. We agree with panelists that it's absolutely vital to identify vulnerabilities and difficulties facing people of African descent in order to materialize their rights, which is why we will continue through our actions to combat discrimination, ensure that we are able to reduce inequalities and really promote an agenda for rights and for freedoms. Many thanks.